It's HBR, and I'm Dave Lawrence, host of All Things Considered. One of my favorite parts of doing this show over the last 15 years is all the cool guests. We've gotten to talk to a lot of fun people, and we're sharing some highlights, including going back to 2012 for this remarkable chat with a late reggae legend.
We are live at Kaka'ako Waterfront Park, Honolulu, and hanging out with Bunny Ruggs Clark, vocals, Third World. The show is just smoking. Thank you so much for taking some time for me afterward.
Yeah, man, it was a pleasure to be here. We're no strangers to Hawaii. We've been coming here from around 1979, and we always look forward to performing for the folks in Hawaii because they know our music. And we always have fun and enjoy ourselves. So tonight was a pleasure.
You've been here for a few days now. We've had the fortune, they're doing a four-day tour, and this is the third of the 4 days. What are some memories? You mentioned you've been coming for almost, it's been over 30 years. What are some things that pop into your mind or previous experiences that you've reflected on since coming back?
Pineapples. But did you know that it was Jamaica who introduced pineapples to Hawaii?
I didn't know that.
Yes. Check it out. It's true.
That evokes some sort of memory to you.
Jamaica have the sweetest pineapples. Whenever you come, I hope you come in pineapple season. No, there are other things. There's atmosphere. There's the vibes of the folks. You know, I'm going to Maui tomorrow. I like Maui. You know, Honolulu is good vibes, but it's a big city and more like New York. I prefer the country parts, you know?
There we go.
Yeah, I love Hawaii, man.
When it came to the Patriots record, I was thinking a little bit about some of the songs on there. This is a real milestone position for the band to be in, like the longest running reggae band out there.
Yeah, what happened is the people that performed with us on this album, most of them grew up with our music, you know? And the whole thing came together so spiritually, so magically, because we really didn't make any special effort to have Toots or Tess and Chin or Taurus Riley, who is performing now. It's his music here and behind us. Greg Isaacs, who has always been a fan of ours, and we have been a fan of his and friend. So it was like fun, and it was appropriate because we celebrated our 38th year anniversary. And the album Patriot was a part of that celebration. And to have Stephen Marley and Damian Marley produce 96 Degrees in the Shade, which was actually written about Paul Bogle, who was hanged by the British in 1865. And this album is dedicated to Paul Bogle. So it's a lot of things that have combined this album, the performance of the various artists, the intention of the content, and all that kind of stuff. So it's really a magnificent project, and we look forward to touring behind it this year, you know?
Before we talk about that remake with the Marley Brothers, you mentioned Gregory Isaacs. Talk about getting him onto the record and what that means to have his voice on it, especially the way things have turned out.
Well, it's like a miracle, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, that was one of his, probably his last recording. That even makes it extra special. He's now a part of us, and we're a part of him, you know?
The tracks with Stephen and Damian, were you there when they were doing any of that work?
Yes, I was there for that one, and that was to watch Damian. He reminds me so much of his father. Very structured when it comes to
working.
Yeah, I really love him, and Stephen, I'm a brethren, you know? The Marleys are a great family, great legacy Bob left for us and the world, you know?
With the late Bunny Ruggs Clark and Third World, another guest we're grateful for here on HPR and All Things Considered, I'm Dave Lawrence.